Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
Right. The Eagles had the eye of the tiger yesterday, baby. The Eagles, the Philadelphia Eagles, are in the house. And they're going to Minnesota, and they're going to take down New England. Tom Brady, start packing. You're not going to be there for too long. We're coming, and we're angry. And to whoever that was that put the Vikings garb on my buddy Rocky, the statue the other day, you should be ashamed. Don't you mess with Philly. Philly messes with you. So, all right, birds. Hello, everyone. It's Monday night. I'm Chris Kelly from 80s TV. If you're listening, you're listening to me live on the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network. This is a great network. My friends Bay Ragney and Jess Ragney, this is their network. They do a great job. There's other great shows on this network. Check it out, their website. See what else is on here. There's some great shows, great people, great interviews. All right here, the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network. I'm a little tired, but I'm a little excited still from last night. It was a great game. We got a couple of things to talk about tonight. My buddy George Rother, a.k.a. Movie Guy 24/7, is going to be calling in a few minutes to tell us what's hot at the movies, what's not hot at the movies. He's got all the info. He's got all the trivia, too, so you can call in and try and stump him if you want. But if you want to call in tonight, listen, the number here is 718-508-9883. All I ask is that you send me a Facebook message before you call in so I know who it is that's calling. George Rother is calling in a couple minutes. So I see my friend Bridget wants to call in. Bridget, as soon as George signs off, I'm going to open the phone lines up. And we can do that. Or if you want to call him and George is on, that's fine too. Just let me know. I want to hear what you're up to. I haven't talked to you in a while. What else, people? Is everybody excited? I want to hear about it. what did you think of the Eagles' win yesterday? How soon do you think they're going to take down the Patriots in that game? What do you think the score is going to be? But before we even get there, I can tell you. Yesterday was awesome. 38-7. The NFC Championship game. And I'll tell you what. People always call us classless, fans here in Philadelphia. Let me tell you something. It was a great game yesterday. We won fair and square, and the fans, we celebrated with a great time. Nobody got hurt. I think there was like 3 arrests in the whole city. One clown maybe hit a police horse and a policeman, rightfully so. He was arrested. I think some other guys on ESPN, we'll talk about it later, was cheering in the subway and cheering to fans on a moving train in the L station, which is underground subway here in Philly. And he's running alongside the L and runs into a brick pillar, bounces off the pillar into the moving train and then back onto the ground. it's all across the news this evening, but he says he's okay. So we'll turn back to that story a little bit and get the scoop on that. What else is going on? Some weird things in the news I want to touch on tonight on a serious note. These parents of these 13 kids that were locked up in that house in Perry, California. And this creep, Larry Nassar, the doctor to all these gymnasts, he abused all these young women that would go there for treatment. A crazy number of kids. One kid is one too many. So what he got away with is horrible. So I hope he gets a due sentence. Just sick of all this abuse of kids. What is going on in this world? Let kids be kids. We have a tough enough life, all of us, when we get older. Why you got to mess with kids? So we'll touch on that later. I'm going to look up the National Abuse Hotline, give it out. If you think some kid's being abused, and I'm not talking about a toddler, I'm not just talking about a teenager or somebody in between, I'm talking about all of them, all age groups. If you think somebody's being abused in a way they shouldn't be abused, report it. The only way it's going to stop is if we as a society decide to intervene and stop. And what is hidden, something strange, like this parents kept these kids locked up in this house. People knew they had kids, but they rarely saw the kids. And when they did, it was always seemed to be kind of off. It doesn't hurt to call somebody anonymously and say, hey, I'm curious. Can you check that out? So we'll talk about that later as well. I'm curious to hear what George has to say is hot at the movies this week. And if anybody has a question to stump him on, feel free to send it to me and we'll ask him on air live. But if you want to check out George before he comes on, he's movieguy247.com, and he's also movieguy247 on Facebook. Like his page, go to his page. He's a great guy, and he's full of knowledge. What else is going on in the world? Oh, so many things. So I don't want to get to all of it because I'm waiting for him to call in, but there's some news with Pearl Jam tonight. If you're a Pearl Jam fan, they did something really super cool. I applaud them for it. I want to talk about that. If you're into heavy metal, and I'm not talking hair metal, I'm not talking Warrant. I'm not talking Whitesnake. I'm talking like Metallica. I'm talking like Anthrax. I'm talking like Ozzy. There's another name that's very synonymous, announced. They're going to give their final tour. They've been around since the 80s. Hence, this is Chris Kelly from 80s TV. Now, I'm very sad to hear that Slayer guitar, but not after one final great tour. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later, too. I want to ask folks if there's anything that topics you want me to talk about in the future, something that's important to you from the 80s or just something in general you'd like to me revisit every week, please send it to me. I'm open to suggestions. I want to make this fun for everybody who listens and those who interact. I want to know. So if George is not on the line, I will go to a quick break. Give him a chance to call in, and we'll be here. So stick around. We should come back with George Roper. If he's not on the call, then I'll open up the line to the. All right, guys. Thanks.
I'm Black Man, saving man's eye, one stereotype at a time.
To the Blackmobile. To the corner of Martin Luther King Street and Malcolm X Boulevard. Pronto.
Will Black Man make it to the crime on time? Or will he be on CPT? Stay tuned at ChrisFraleyPresents.com.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
George Rother, are you there?
I am.
Welcome. Everybody listening,
hello.
This is George Rother, the one and only movie guy, 24/7. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Good. Are you a football fan? Did you
No.
thinking of watching last night? No?
No. Well, I did celebrate it, though. I went into Philly, went into a bar, and yelled, "Go Vikings."
And you survived?
A few scrapes and bruises, but I'm okay. No, I just like to mess with people, and actually I did not do that, no. I do treasure my life just a little. But honestly, I'm not a football fan. Every Super Bowl Sunday I watch The Last Boy Scout with Bruce Willis.
Yeah, it's a good film.
Oh, heck of a film. It opens with a football game where one of the players starts shooting the opposing team. How awesome is that?
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted to see that happen in a game.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's
a
good movie.
I'm not a crazy football fanatic or sports fanatic at all. There's some sports I like. I watch just to know enough. I do support home teams, though, so I'm super excited.
Well,
to get as far as it did. So,
I'll take pride in the Eagles, and I'll take even more pride in our city. If by chance the Eagles do manage to win this thing, I'd be very happy if our city's residents don't destroy the city like they did when the Phillies won.
Well, I'm saying last night I was watching the news, and there wasn't many police reports. There was three events I saw, two disorderly drunken arrests. One idiot punched a police horse, got arrested, and some other guy, and if you saw it on the news tonight, was in the subway chanting, you know, Eagles taunts before the game, and a train went by, the L train, and he's yelling to the people inside the train, not looking where he's going. He hits a cement pillar, bounces onto the moving train. Lucky he didn't get his arm stuck in between the train and the, you know, the wall, and bumped back onto the cement platform. But, you know, nobody got hurt. So we've seen worse, right? So
like I said, I'm remembering those news reports from the Phillies one. Those people climbing up and destroying traffic lights or something.
Yeah.
That's just ridiculous. But, you know, I think back to the okay. I remember kind of when the Flyers won the Stanley Cup in 74. I have memories of driving around in the car with my cousins yelling, you know, "Go Flyers" or something. And years later, I remember one of my in-laws telling me about how when that happened, they were out on Westchester Pike mooning cars and got arrested for it. And I'm thinking, mooning cars is actually absolutely harmless compared to the tomfoolery these fans do today. Can't they just be happy?
Right.
Yes, I use the term tomfoolery. Yes, I'm that old.
I know that word pretty well. I'm up there with you. So what's hot at the movies, man? Did you get a chance to get out last week and see anything new?
Well, it was my wife's birthday on Saturday. So I took her to see a love movie called Forever My Girl.
Oh, okay.
It's about this country singer who comes back to his hometown after 8 years and learns that the fiancée he left at the altar was pregnant with his child, so he now has a daughter. And it's all about, like, redemption and forgiveness and just trying to find your way back home. It was a very nice movie, just a nice movie to see with someone you love, like I love my wife, so...
Good.
And she had a great birthday.
Good cut off. Good. That's a good event. Birthdays. The only thing that worked before they get higher at a certain age, if they went back, say, 10 years, and then went forward again, that would be great.
Well, I don't know about the going backwards and forwards thing. All I know is I'm now not allowed to reveal my wife's true age in public or anywhere else, for that matter.
She's forever 21, feller. We know that.
Fine with me. Fine with me. She can stay the same age. I'll be the one that gets old.
Hmm. Someone's telling me that they're having difficulties hearing us. I'm wondering, and I had some weird messages, so I hope the audience can hear us. Very odd. Oh, no, so go ahead. I'll try and fix it more in the background in case some folks can hear us. What is there anything you're excited about saying? Give us what's coming down the pipe?
Well,
anything like
this coming weekend, a Western called Hostiles, starring Christian Bale. It opens this weekend, and I'm looking forward to that. It's gotten solid reviews, and I like a good Western, so that should be cool.
Mm-hmm.
And,
cool.
Excuse me, also opening is the new Maze Runner movie, the third one and the final one. I'm going to say it. I saw the other two. Am I thinking it's going to be great? Eh, probably not.
Okay.
So that opens this weekend. Yeah, it's going to be a slow couple of weeks these next couple of weeks. I was looking at Box Office Mojo today. A week from Friday, that's February 2nd, I guess, or something. Is that what? Well, something like that. Some silly horror movie called Winchester opens. Some haunted house deal. It's PG-13. Looks fair. No, I think next biggie coming out, the big one, in about February 16th, I guess, Black Panther.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the last Marvel movie until the next Avengers movie this summer, Avengers Infinity War.
Okay.
And that's the one with all hands on deck. They're all in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, should be pretty epic.
Sounds cool. So I wanted to ask you, did you see that movie? I had a question for you. Did you see that movie with Gary Oldman?
Darkest Hour?
What it's called right now.
Darkest Hour.
Mm-hmm.
Well, excuse me. Funny you should mention that one. I saw it when it first opened in December. Well, I saw most of it. I ended up falling asleep on it. No reflection on the movie. Theater I went to. Heat was cranked way up. I was tired. Ended up missing a good portion of it. So I finally got back to see the whole thing a couple of weeks ago. It's pretty good. It's kind of dry. It's very talky. You know, it's a lot of politicians talking in back rooms and stuff, trying to figure out what they're going to do about the German invasion in 1940. But what's great about the picture is Gary Oldman absolutely nails it as Winston Churchill. And
awesome.
I predict that he's going to walk off with this year's Best Actor Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings me right into... I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
I was going to say that brings me
right into...
What I was going to mention is that tomorrow morning, they announced the Oscar nominations.
Ah, it's a big day.
Not sure what time. I want to say 7:30 Eastern Standard Time, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just not 100% sure. So look it up, folks. But you can see it on CNN, the E! Network, whatever. They will have the guys coming out to announce all the nominations. And I've already given you my first big prediction, which really isn't a surprise because it pretty much seems it's a given. He won the Golden Globe, and that's what others are predicting, too, that he's going to get it. So I'd say it's a lock. The real mystery of this year's Oscars, there is absolutely no clear front runner for Best Picture.
Mm-hmm.
In previous years, you could pretty much call it, like Titanic, duh, like that wasn't going to get it.
Right.
And last year they really threw a curveball at us. Everybody thought it was La La Land. Even the presenters said La La Land. Then,
I remember.
Oh, they didn't win. It was Moonlight. Of course, we all remember that from last year.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, wow. I mean, you could look. I've looked at all the potential nominees. None of them jump out. But if I were to pick it, I would say Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
What about Wonder Woman come out this year, or was that end of last year?
Wonder Woman was this
that was
year,
last
yes.
Year.
Mm-hmm. It came out this year, came out 2017. It could potentially be nominated for Best Picture, although superhero movies typically are not.
Right.
What I will predict for Wonder Woman is it might get a few nominations for like some technical stuff, like for visual effects or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But Best Picture, that is a big, big long shot. I'd be very shocked if that happened.
I'm thinking maybe
no, there's a few guarantee.
Something.
I'm sorry, Chris. Please go ahead.
Oh no,
you were going to say
I'm
something.
Maybe some kind of, maybe it's like a creative award. I think it may win. I won't get Best Actress or anything definitely. That's for sure.
Oh, Best Actress.
No way. I actually
for Best Actress, I'm kind of thinking Frances McDormand is going to get it for three billboards. Although Jessica Chastain could be the upset for Molly's Game because she was phenomenal in that.
Mm-hmm.
So she could come in from behind and take it, but my prediction is Frances. Here's something interesting.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Do you know, you remember the movie that came out earlier last year called Get Out?
Call the name.
It was the one about the black guy who goes and spends the weekend with his white girlfriend and her family. There are supposedly these liberals, but something sinister is going on.
Mm-hmm.
They are predicting that might be a Best Picture nomination. I don't say it. It was a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
But Best Picture?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I'm not feeling it. Dunkirk, that's another lock. That's going to be nominated for a bunch of stuff.
I just watched that. I liked it. Mm-hmm.
That was just it. I liked it. I didn't love it. I felt like
I
it was
something.
if you saw it at the movies, I felt like I was assaulted afterwards. I was numb when I left.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was like I didn't really enjoy it. It was more like, oh wow, wow, what was that?
It felt like the movie itself was like the middle piece, right? I felt like there was a little bit in the beginning missing and a little bit in the end missing. And I don't know if I liked the ending with the last pilot. You know what I'm saying? That scene where he's, I guess it's like, I can talk about it now because the movie's been out. When he's captured at the end.
Okay.
I didn't like that. what were your thoughts on that? Curious.
My thoughts on the
Long
end?
Yeah,
you know, it was there. I just wasn't that nuts about it. And that being said, I have a feeling that with Best Picture and Best Director, once again, they're going to split the vote. Typically, the winner of Best Director will also guess Best Picture. This year, they may split the vote and give it to Christopher Nolan for Dunkirk.
Okay.
That could happen. But we don't know yet. The Oscars will actually air on Sunday, March the 4th, by the way. So
good.
We've got over a month to figure
around
out
the corner.
What's what.
Mm-hmm.
Practically around the corner, yes. And I have got to begin preparations for this year's Oscar party.
You have your own Oscar party.
Every year since 1992, Awesome. This will be number 26.
Awesome.
And, of course, you and Colleen are on the invite list.
Thank you. Yes, please let us know. If we get sitters, we'll be there. It's the only hiccup for me is my little one is dead by eight.
Well, I'll just say this. Other people have brought their kids. There is no policy on kids.
Good. Thank you.
Absolutely. But aside from the Oscars and me being kind of excited about hearing what happens tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be a slow few weeks at the movies. So.
Yeah, I just don't. This just seems like, and maybe it's over the last 12 months, there's been a couple sparks, but nothing like, even with the Star Wars movies, there's just nothing that's really grabbing me, you know, the way that it used to. And I'm a huge movie guy. I just, nothing's really hit me, you know. So,
well,
maybe something's gonna
typically January and February are kind of a slow period. That's the post-holiday
mm-hmm.
slump.
Mm-hmm.
That's typically when the studios dump a lot of losers. Like,
mm-hmm.
there are movies that they're not so sure of. So,
mm-hmm.
these first couple of months, yeah, you're going to see a few bad ones. But it'll pick up by the spring. But I know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
This year in particular, aside from Star Wars, oh, and The Greatest Showman, that was the other one I was really looking forward to. Nothing really jumped out at me.
I got one for you.
What's
that? I saw, it's not out yet. You may know of it. My wife and I just saw the commercial last night. It stars The Rock. And an albino gorilla that's the size of like Mighty
Oh, Rampage.
King Kong. Yeah, what is that?
It's called Rampage. I think it's based on a video
game.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's basically The Rock versus a giant gorilla.
I mean, I love gorillas in general. I love Planet of the Apes movies. I love King Kong movies. I love the Mighty Joe Young movies. But this one got me because I'm like, I don't know this story.
Well, it's an original. It's not a remake.
Mm-hmm. It might be worth checking out. Maybe good for about, there might be some. I'm sure the CGI is going to be good, but the storyline I'm curious about, you know. But with The Rock, can't go wrong.
Mm-hmm. It looks ridiculous, but
mm-hmm.
it looks like it might also be fun. And I'll tell you what,
mm-hmm.
Dwayne Johnson is actually kind of an interesting star. I actually kind of like him.
Yeah, I agree with you. He brings something to the table when he's in a film, I think. He really does.
I mean, who would have guessed that the new Jumanji movie would have made $300 million?
Mm-hmm.
I figured maybe $100 million like the first one. But I figured,
mm-hmm.
it'll make some money, but not a whole lot. Well, I was wrong
mm-hmm.
about that. That has been a major hit. And that can only mean one thing. We're going to see a Jumanji 2. Or Jumanji 3 or whatever.
Jumanji. Somebody wanted to call him when you were online, but and I'll just say it now, in case you can't get through, our buddy Bridget McKenna wanted to call in to say hi. But she said she couldn't hear the show. And now she says she can hear us, but she's trying to call in and saying, call in 15 minutes. Bridget, I don't know what's going on. There is some technical difficulties this evening. It gave me some weird messages the first few minutes in. I don't know how to fix it. I said you're saying the number just called. Let's see. Yeah, it's not even showing you on the switchboard. I'm communicating with somebody through Instant Messenger right now, anyone that's listening. I don't know, Bridget. I'm writing my buddy Bay right now. He's asking me a question. He's not by his computer, so I don't think he's able to help. But just keep trying if you can. And if I see you lit up, I'll put you through. Do you have any messages you want me to share with George right away?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
It's just, I think it's just, you know, there might be a night full of glitches. I don't know what's going on. Bridget, I apologize. If you want to keep calling, I'll keep looking for the number. It's just not showing up on our queue.
We were having trouble with our internet earlier tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's
I almost had to call you from Donna's cell phone, but thankfully everything got straightened out.
Mm-hmm. So, well, I don't know.
Well, if she gets if she gets through, tell her I said hey.
I will. But I don't want to let you go without giving you a little promo.
Okay, let's do it.
This is George Rother, otherwise known as the Movie Guy 24/7. You can find him at themovieguy247.com. You can find George on Facebook, The Movie Guy 24/7. If you've got trivia, if you want to know who's passed away this week from the business, if you want to know who's doing what in the business this week, contact George or go to his page to get the answers. He's the guy. What do you got to say, George? Tell them.
Well,
tell them how
I think Chris pretty much said it all. Yes, I am the movie guy. I do know quite a bit about movies, if that's okay to say.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to invite you all to check out my page on Facebook, and I'd ask that you please like it. I do give you a lot of stuff about movies, but what you will not find on my page is all that gossip nonsense. I do not talk about the Kardashians or any of that reality show nonsense. If you want that, go to the magazines at the supermarket. If you want real movie news, I'm the guy to go to. And if you got questions, ask them. I can probably help you.
Thanks, George. I appreciate you calling in. George is also a great guy on top of it all. So
hey,
check
thanks,
him out,
Chris. You're a pretty great guy yourself.
Thanks, brother. Have a great night. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week. Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Barb. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back in 3.
I am black man, saving man's eye, one stereotype at a time.
To the black mobile. To the corner of Martin Luther King Street and Malcolm X Boulevard, pronto.
Will black man make it to the crime on time? Or will he be on CPT? Stay tuned at ChrisFraleyPresents.com.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Hello, this is Chris Kelly from 80s TV, live on the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network. We just got done talking to George Rother, a.k.a. Movie Guy 24/7. But I've had a few people write me and tell me there's some glitches tonight with the call. Some folks are getting the audio sporadically. They can hear it, then they can't hear it. And one person is unable to call in. So if you're having difficulties and you can hear this message, please continue to call in. The number is 718-508-9883. Thank you. Just send me a message on Facebook. Let me know you're going to call in, and I'll know which number is yours. So how's everybody doing tonight? If you're here in the Philadelphia area, I hope you're happy. The Philadelphia Eagles won the NFC's championship, and they're on the way to the Super Bowl. What else is going on here? There's some good stuff in the news. I wanted to mention, take a minute to mention Pearl Jam, Eddie Vedder's band. They're in the news this evening. According to KomoNews.com, Pearl Jam flag raised on the Space Needle as an iconic band announces Seattle concerts. So top of the Space Needle in Seattle, there's a flag right now that says Pearl Jam. And I read that there's something more to it than just a announcement of concerts. Get ready for this. Iconic rock band Pearl Jam announced in its coming home to Seattle this summer, and it's playing two concerts at the Safeco Field as part of its home shows to raise money to fight homelessness. Mike McCready, the band's lead guitarist, celebrated the announcement by raising the Pearl Jam flag on top of the Space Needle on Monday morning. "I'm super excited about it because we haven't been here for a bit," McCready said, adding that the band hasn't performed in Seattle for 5 years. McCready says the band is also pledging $1 million of its own money to help solve homelessness issues in Seattle. And I think that's really cool. I once was also a homeless person. I'll come back and touch on that. I'm having a technical difficulty. Let me stop and take do another break again, and we'll be back in 3 minutes. My apologies.
I am black man, saving man's eyes, one stereotype at a time.
To the black mobile. To the corner of Martin Luther King Street and Malcolm X Boulevard. Pronto.
Will black man make it to the crime on time? Or will he be on CPT? Stay tuned at ChrisFraleyPresents.com.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Welcome back. It's Chris Kelly from 80s TV Live on Total Driven Radio. For the past hour, I've been mentioning that we've been having some technical difficulties. And I have to apologize for anyone who's trying to listen or call in. When I set up the show, I didn't set it up for its full amount of time. So what it did was it taped the first 15 minutes as live, and right now it's recording everything thereafter. So you will be able to hear this in replay. If you're hearing it, that's when you're listening to it. But I want to apologize for anybody that was trying to call in and has gotten to this point in the podcast to hear that I am the glitch. I am the technical difficulty this evening. It's not the system. So I beg your pardon. Been a crazy night last night, and I'm just been a little tired. I've been doing a lot of extra work because I'm a hard worker. But I apologize for the difficulty I turned into. But anyway, we were mentioning Pearl Jam, and on top of the Space Needle this afternoon, you can see the Pearl Jam flag in Seattle. Pearl Jam is originally from Seattle, and they are going to donate $1 million of their own money to help solve homelessness issues in Seattle. I can tell you, during my senior year of high school, to escape bad situations at home, I was a homeless kid who finished high school without a home. And one of the things I learned out of that experience is that a lot of homeless folks that you meet aren't just, you know, the stereotypical alcoholics. You know, majority of them have some sort of maybe a chemical imbalance or a mental, you know, mental or emotional adherence, something that's not letting them function properly, okay? And the only way they have to survive is in a world that's not normal. And my heart broke, not just for myself, but I knew my situation. I knew how to work to get out of it. I had to finish school. But the folks that I would meet were not the ones that I would see on television. These were people that just needed some help. And not to say that everybody that's homeless is someone that can be saved, but we should make an effort to help as many people as we can. You know, I like to say we could save them all. Some folks who are facing dependency issues have to make that choice to step forward and make a change. So my heart is big for anyone that's homeless for whatever reason. And I'm proud of Pearl Jam for doing this and trying to make a difference. So hats off to Pearl Jam. Also, in the news of music, we have a big announcement. There is a band in heavy metal that everybody should know named Slayer. Slayer's announced their final tour. If you don't know Slayer, see if you recognize this sound. Hang tight.
Hey, it's Tony Gonzalez with the latest rock news. Get ready to scream. Slayer! Perhaps Slayer release of their farewell call.
Come on, girl. I don't want to hear you talk. I want to get to the music, so give me a second. Let me get some new Slayer here. Hold on. They posted a message today. And in the message, they showed old videos of them through the ages, right? And at the end of it, so we're doing our final tour. So, hold on 1 second. I have some Slayer music coming on. Here we go. Can you hear that? There we go. Slayer, Raining Blood. the heavy metal band has decided that they want to sit back and collect their, you know, their dues. Just sit back and relax and enjoy life. Let's see what the message says online. This comes from loudwire.com. This morning, Slayer shocked fans and they announced their farewell tour, which is slated for 2018. Tour dates have not yet been announced, but it promises to be a world tour. The video announcement includes a compilation of media throughout the group's career, ranging from early posters to recent shots of the band, footage from every era. After 35 years, it's time to, like, collect my pension, frontman Tom Araya said. He spoke about his priorities shifting since he's become a family man. Although playing live still gave him some incredible energy, he said, I like singing and spitting that S-H-I-T out and convincing everyone that this guy is F-ing a maniac. It's like acting. You feel the lyrics and you show them with your facial expressions, your body expressions, your intensity. He loves that S-H-I-T. People wouldn't expect me to be a heavy metal guy, but let me tell you, when I work out, it's either Eye of the Tiger, Slayer, or Metallica. So hats off to you guys. You rocked it for a long time, and there is no other band like Slayer that I'm aware of. So have a great tour. I'm going to try and catch a lick of that tour when they come around. I'd love to go with some buddies of mine. I did mention earlier that I wanted to say, before the show ends, National Abuse Hotline. There's a number. I wanted to look it up and share it because I want National Abuse Hotline to hotline. Here we go. Because I'm sick of reading stories about these parents and people abusing kids, you know. I don't, these parents in Perry, California, with the 13 kids chained in a bed, ages from 2 to 29. They made them sleep during the day. They were punished if they washed their hands and the water went above their wrists. They were accused of playing in the water if that happened. That's not cool, man. What's going through people's heads when they do that? I just don't get it. So listen, if you see an abusive relationship going on, whether it's teens, it's young adults, it's toddlers, I don't care what it is. If it's grown up adults and somebody's abusing somebody else in a way that goes on and on and on every day, call the National Abuse Hotline. And for child abuse, I'm on their website, and this is disturbing that I cannot find a number as quick as I would like to. But here you go. National Child Abuse Hotline is 1-800-4-A-Child or 1-800-422-4453. I'm a big proponent of helping children being saved from abuse. It's just there's no need for it. Sick people out there hurting children. What else number out here? There is, for all the girls in that Larry Nassar case, the medical doctor taking advantage of other young girls, there's a national sexual assault hotline as well. That's 1-800-656-4673. And let me get one more for national domestic abuse. The number here looks like 1-800-799-7233. I don't like to end on a downer note, but I'd be blind not to bring these issues up. Folks just need to look out for each other. It's the only way this is all going to change. So again, the number for the national domestic abuse line, I may have gotten that wrong, it is 1-800-799-SAFE, which is 7233. I should give those out at the end of every show, not just on one show. So I may make that a staple in every show that I do. But listen, guys, go Birds. It's been a great show. I'm sorry for the technical difficulties, which in hat was me. But you can hear this message, this whole podcast on a playback. You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network. And there's a lot of great shows on this network. Check them out. Go to their website. You can find them on Facebook and Twitter. A lot of cool things going on here. So check us out. See you next week. And just because I'm Chris Kelly from A's TV, let me give you my staple sentence. You can take someone out of the 80s, but you can't take the 80s out of anyone. I'll see you next week. Thank you.